Phil, first things first, a win keeps you still in the competition this year.
Yeah, I think it moves up to fourth. I think obviously Worcester have just hit a bit of a brick wall in the last four games, I think. So they've opened the door a little bit for us, but we've still got a few games to go to try and get a couple of wins.
Good toss to win today. You put them in. They said they would have done the same to you. It looked like you were going to restrict them to about 120, and then the last two overs got a little bit expensive. I think they put on about nearly 40, didn't they, in the final two overs?
Yeah, I think I'm not sure exactly. The pitch didn't change that much over the course of the two innings, so I don't know how much of a part that plays. But it's always nice to chase because you always know what you need and whatever. But yeah, it was a pretty good performance as well.
The boundaries, I mean, they're massive here, aren't they? You're right in the middle of the square there. There must be a good 80 metres aside.
Yeah, I think that's the way John Lewis wants to play it, I think. Obviously, you go around other grounds, they bring the boundaries in, but he thinks we've got a good field inside with a lot of pace to probably break down the twos and obviously when we run as well. So we're trying to... I think our record home is fantastic, so we can't really complain about that.
Yeah. John Lewis was laughing with us on Wednesday, saying that he'd discovered the television cameras were here, and he was suggesting that maybe you should all go off to the pub instead because your record on Sky hasn't been the best. But it was a nice way to bounce back today, particularly after the last Sky performance down at Leicester a few weeks ago.
Yeah, I think it was a total different pitch up here compared to the one a few weeks ago. But I think obviously the cameras are here and you've got to try and put on performance for a very good crowd, which I thought was here today. And we've done that, and I'm sure it'll send people home happy.
How many half centuries is that for Durham now for you?
I wouldn't have a clue.
18. I just thought I'd test you to see if you knew or not.
18,
yes. Now, you got off to a bit of a shaky start. You lost Mark Stormann in the first over, and then Ben Stokes fell to a cracking catch. It was basically at that point a rebuilding job from you and Gordon Mutchell, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. We haven't battled much together, me and Mutchie, for quite a while now. It was nice to get out there with Mutchie. And put on a nice partnership, and it'd be nice if we could do that a bit more.
And 75 for you, not out as well?
Yeah, I'm pretty happy with that. I think it was chanceless as well, which is good. But I think the win played a big part today. Obviously, the win going towards the castle, that's the area I was always going to aim for. And then if we could pick five or six off the other end there, what was going to be in the game?
Yeah, I mean, there's that one over where you accelerated with a couple of sixes and straight down the same exit stairwell, I think, weren't they?
Yeah, I think that's my area where I attack. And obviously the wind was going that way today as well, so that did help a few things, and hopefully I can do a bit more.
Well done, Phil Mustard. Also got here Scott Borthwick, a career best performance with a ball for you today. Scott, 4 for 15, really nice to watch as well.
Yeah, it was nice. It felt in sort of decent rhythm from the word go, really, with getting the early LB. And obviously that here helps with the big boundaries, so it helps you getting the deep men in play. Obviously I got a couple on the caught on the boundary, which is nice, but it's all round a good performance as well.
Leicestershire were really sort of stifled throughout the majority of their innings. It was only the last two overs where they had a go with the bat, wasn't it? And they were throwing caution to the wind by that point.
Yeah, I thought we bowled and fielded very well. I thought, obviously, Woody come back in this side helps. Obviously, you got some guy who can bowl 90 miles an hour, it helps. But I thought, we bowled and fielded very well up until the last sort of two or three overs where it's going to happen. They're going to have a partnership. One guy's going to play some good shots, and they go up to sort of 140, but it was probably never going to be enough if we batted well, and obviously Colonel played outstanding.
You'd fancy your chances when you're 140, 150 here?
Yeah, definitely, like I say, it's big boundaries, plenty of room for sort of ones and twos, and I thought Colonel used the wind accordingly very well. He had some big sixes towards Cape Corner, which, like I say, the wind was going that way.
You had your pads on at the end, but you didn't need to use them, thankfully.
No, thankfully it's never nice going in when you only need a few to win, but thankfully Colonel did the job, and it was, like I say, a good performance.
Now, you've just been talking to the TV reporters about England. What's it been for you like the last few days? You haven't been called into that England squad. I think everybody was hoping you would be.
Well, yes, it would have been nice. I mean, obviously, just didn't do enough. I haven't scored the runs, I haven't took the wickets, whatever they're wanting. But I think it's up for me now just to crack on now and try and obviously do what I was doing, scoring runs and keep enjoying my cricket and keep wanting to improve and keep sort of performance in, which helped sort of down win the game.
Taking four wickets for 15 runs on national television today doesn't do your cause any harm, does it?
No, it's nice. Like I say, I just want to contribute to do what I can, whether it's taking wickets or getting runs, and that's it. I just need to crack on now.